Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
One of my favourite shows at the moment is SAS Australia, but it is wrapping up this week. We're in the final week, so I thought I'd better get on someone who's been absolutely killing the competition, even though it's not a comp, but it is in the same sense. I'm talking about Molly, and she joins me. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming on. So we are in the final week of SAS Australia. How did you going on the show even come about in the first place?
Through a friend of a friend, essentially, sort of put me forward, and then the team got in touch and asked if I wanted to be involved, and I kind of said yes before I did too much research about it. So,
do you think if you had done the research, you wouldn't have said yes?
Oh, I still would have said yes, 100%.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was going to be tough, but I don't think anyone else expected, you know, just how tough things can get. But in any case, you know, a lifetime experience.
Oh, definitely. Have you ever been approached before to go on a reality TV show?
No, can't say I have. Nothing like this. And this is probably, you know, the type of show that I would obviously be keen to go on over some of the other types of reality shows out there.
So now that you've had a little taste for reality TV, though, if someone did call you, would you say yes?
Look, I think that, you know, the SAS thing was such a unique opportunity and really was real TV. You know, we didn't see a producer at all during our time on the set. The DS controlled everything and the camera guys were just there, you know, sort of observing what was happening. There was no input from their end. So, you know, if there's more of that genre, then I think, you know, that's really awesome because it is capturing exactly what happens when it happens and you kind of forget the cameras are there by day one.
Yeah, definitely. What was the hardest task of the whole entire experience? Obviously, we haven't seen what's going to happen tonight or tomorrow night, but there's been some pretty crazy ones like the snow and things like that. What was the hardest for you?
Yeah, I mean, look, they're all hard and it's so hard to, pick a, you know, one particular one. That snow one, physically, like that was probably, I literally thought I couldn't take another step for about three quarters of that march. So for me, that was the most physical experience to show how much your mind can push you beyond what you physically feel is possible. But I would say just the relentlessness of being tired and cold and hungry all the time, and particularly the cold because you can just never warm up. That was the toughest thing.
What do you think would be harder, though, if you did it in, like, say, Darwin heat of 40 degrees and it's hot and sweaty? Would you rather of that, or did you think the cold was the better option?
Well, we had that debate. For me, I would prefer the hot.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure it would be, you know, just as awful. And, you know, a lot of people say when they do this type of training in the jungle, it's worse than the cold. So maybe I'm just saying that because I've only experienced one. But yeah, for me, it just jumping in that cold water every day and just even at night, you know, you're wearing all the clothes that you have and you're still in bed shivering. It's, that was hard to cope with.
Very crazy times for you to go through. Once you did say yes to the show, did you start doing some extra training or anything? What did you do?
So I was obviously already training for rallying, but just added in, I would say, you know, more marches with a 25 kilo backpack and that sort of thing that it wouldn't be part of my regular routine and just adding some other exercises to the gym side. So, you know, just trying to pick up lots of heavy things essentially.
Yeah, fair enough. Now you mentioned the rally car there just for a second. Have any of the other recruits gotten to get in the car with you yet?
Not yet, but I'm working on it. I'm trying to make that happen.
Okay, well, I would love to see that. Maybe we should make that the next reality TV series you day is just in the car with Molly and you just ripping around corners with celebs.
I'm on board for that.
Okay, cool. I'm thinking like a James Corden carpool karaoke, but it's very different.
you should be the producer. Let's get it up and running.
All right, we'll copyright it. We're good to go. Well, thank you Brilliant. So much for joining me, Molly. Good luck in the episode tonight and thanks again.
Thank you very much.